No matter how great I am, I still speak truth about myself all of the time. No matter how great I am, I still speak truth about myself all of the time. It's very important for me to always speak the truth about myself. It's very important for me to always know who I am and what I am, to always recognize that I am that I am. I am the fulfillment of goodness, the fulfillment of peace. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. If I were king, if I were president, if I were a dictator, if I were anyone who had total control of my country or my world, if not total control, if I was thought to have control, no matter how great I am, I still speak truth about myself at all times. It's not self-praise. It's the self-recognition of who and what I am. It's the self-recognition that I am divine, that I am God. That self-recognition is tremendously important. For if the Inca rulers, the Inca kings and Aztec rulers, and if the pharaohs of all times were ever to feel that they were less than wonderful, less than magnificent, they would not accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. And it's not a matter that they did something physically themselves, but they put the atmosphere out in which things could happen. They put the atmosphere out in which people believed that all knowledge is known, all wisdom is available. They put the atmosphere out that says it is done now. And it is done only because it is already done, only because it is already expressed somewhere, some place, some way, and they are at the center of that awareness. They are at the center of that beingness. And when you and I are at the center of the awareness and the beingness of who we are, then truly, no matter how great we are, we still speak the truth about ourselves at all times. We say that I like me. Now, that's something only we can profess to. We say, I think I'm a wonderful person. We think this is a wonderful world. We think that I'm surrounded by beautiful people. We say, this is a fabulous world in which to live, and everything is good and getting I'm more aware of how good it is. Yes. And that's the key point. I'm more aware of how good it is. Every moment of my life, I'm more aware of how good it is for all things to be fabulous and glorious. I'm more aware for how things are to be outstanding and magnificent. I'm more aware of this. I'm more aware of this. I do not recommend kings and pharaohs in battle. I do not recommend them going after great things, but they did not create their great country, their great nation, their great world in battles. They created them in their mind. They created the great pyramids. They created the great nation. They created Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, came into office at a very difficult time. The country was going into deep depression. Everything was going downhill, and there was no way that any human being could bring about the betterment of the country. And yet, Roosevelt did. He had his ideas. He had his ideas not because he was a rich man, which he was, and not because he was known as having wealth all of his life, because that was his being, but because he saw the people having the choice and the rights of being just as important as anybody else. He didn't look at the rich people and think they were more important than the poor people. He brought the poor people up to a level of self-respect, a level of livingness again. And how beautiful that is. That is just something he did. Now, he didn't have the power to go out and destroy, and he had limitations of what it was the president could do, but he went out and did it. Now, you say, well, he did a lot of dumb things too. Well, don't we all do a lot of dumb things, even though we are the master of our world? Don't you think dictators do stupid things, even though they have the power to do just good things? We sometimes forget that the good things that we do are mental things. The good things that we do are thought things. They are things that we do in our mind, in our heart, in our world. They're things that reach right into the depth of our being, into our God self. And we reach out, but we don't think that we're working as God. We don't think we're working as superior to anybody else. We just think we have great ideas, and we want to carry them out. We have great ideas, and we want to reveal them, because the ideas already exist in the allness, and we want to reveal them in the nowness. And to reveal them in the nowness takes a great deal of respect of yourself. No matter how great you are, no matter how great I am, I still speak words of truth about myself all of the time. And the words of truth about myself all of the time are the words that say, this is a fabulous world I'm living in. This is a marvelous world I'm living in. The Pharaoh didn't have the 21st century activities going on where he lived, but he had the infinite ideas going on where he lived. Whatever his mind thought about, whatever his mind wanted to conceive in his world, that is what he brought to be. It wasn't fighting other nations. It wasn't going around destroying other countries and putting other people in subjection and slavery. It was in creating what he had in his consciousness. Now, you and I, we do the same thing. How little, how big? We create healthy bodies. We create healthy minds. We create wealth in our being. We create goodness in everything that we do. You and I, we are the ones who set this cause in motion. We are the Pharaoh of our today. We are the Roosevelt of our today. We are in charge. You say, well, we don't have big countries to run and things like that. Oh, we have bigger things than that. We have the divine within us to be revealed. And to be revealed, it is there now. It does exist now. It is perfect. You are the Pharaoh now. You are the president now. You are the dictator now. You are the master in control of all of your universe, of all of your world. And it's about time you take charge of your wonderful control. It's about time you take charge of your wonderful world that you have created for yourself, your wonderful high power, high position of your kingliness. Yes, it is right now, today, that you live it. Oh, the great kings of ancient times were put to death, and they were suffering, and they were doing many things, but never did they let anyone feel that they did not believe in themselves. They stood up beautifully, strongly, for whatever principles they had. Sometimes the principles were not too beneficial, but most of the time they were principles to the benefit of themselves and to their nation and to their people. It was the benefit of the world in which they lived. And you and I can have everything to the benefit of the world in which we live by just putting our positive thought into view for ourselves, and calling forth all the wisdom, all the genius, all the love, all the magic, all the wonder, all the perfection that we are right now. And as we call that forth, we demonstrate that. But we have to do it all of the time. I speak my word about the truth about myself and my world all of the time. I say I'm whole and perfect. I say we are a prosperous nation. We are a prosperous world. We live in a time of abundance. Why not? We live in a time of goodness. We live in a time where all, so to speak, health problems are solutions that we have, that we work on. We know how to have mental attitudes about our mind and how to use our stem cells in our brain to bring about wholeness in our body, to bring about wholeness in our experiences. We know how to do that. We know how to do it, and we do it. And we do it all of the time, never once letting our guard down, saying, I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I live in a world of fabulous people. I am a fabulous person. I am king of my domain. I am God of my domain. I am prince of my domain. I am the allness. And as I say this again and again and again and again and again in my world, I demonstrate it in everything I do. I demonstrate it in all the people that I create in my world. Of all the circumstances I create in my world, of all the experiences I create in my world. Because no matter how great I am, I still speak truth about myself all of the time. That's true for you. That's true for me. That's true for all in the world. And what a wonderful world that is. I love myself. I like me. I like me. I like me. I love my world, and I love each being in my world as my creation, bringing forth the purity, the goodness, the magic, the wonder, the glory, the allness that life is. And how great that is. Can you say that for yourself? No matter how great I am, I still speak truth about myself all of the time. No matter how great you are, can you say, I am the Pharaoh of my world, the king of my world, the president of my nation, of my attitudes, of my life? If you can, you've got everything going for you. Start out today by saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And it's done.